Even as you walked up here, I started getting a beautiful smell of the smell of amber. I started smelling amber. And for me, amber speaks of intimacy. And I believe the Lord is saying he's bringing you to a season where he's drawing you closer to his heart. And I'm seeing a picture of the two of you walking hand in hand and the Lord is with you. But it's almost like you dropped hands and God's brought you in really close. And the Lord says, this is a season where I'm showing you my heart for you, my heart for your family, and my heart for restoration for the family. And this is the hour where God is saying that he's giving you a revelation of his heart for you and how pleased he is with you and how pleased he is with how you've given of yourself and poured of yourself. Man of God, I'm seeing you with this huge fish that you've caught and you're very happy. There's a sense of exhilaration. You've caught a huge fish and you're showing it off to everybody. But I hear the Lord saying, you can throw that one back. I got something better for you. You go ahead and trust me in this, says the Lord. So even the thing that makes you excited, you've done great things. You've seen God move in your life. You've had some wonderful miracles occur, and you've seen the hand of God. He's been faithful to you, faithful to yours. But God says, you've not seen anything yet. The best is yet ahead. And I'm about to open a season he's going to rip open a season of supernatural encounter. Your children are in it's like they're heading straight forward an encounter with the Lord. There's something that God's about to do in your family and get their full attention to let them know, I know who you are and I've called you by name. So this generation, the Lord says, I am reaching them and they're going to know who I am in this hour. Woman of God, you have been the strength for others. You have been strong at times. You've had to pour of yourself. And I just see that I see you in your bedroom and you're just pouring of your heart to the Lord. And you're just saying, Lord, help this one and Lord, help that one. And you've just been so concerned for others. God says, I'm breaking chains. And in the name, the powerful name of Jesus, I just see all these chains just being broken suddenly. And suddenly God says, watch and see how I bring deliverance to the household. Watch and see how I just do a great work. And the Lord says, I will position your generation, your posterity, I will position them in such a way that it will be known that I position them and I put them in a place of favor and place them ahead of the pack, says the Lord. So it's something that's going to bring just pleasure to you and joy to you, says God. I see younger couples coming to you and drawing from your well. So the season of mentoring has arrived in a new way. And I believe that God is going to bring those that are going to draw from your wisdom, draw from your experience, and be ready to pour out. For God says that there is that ability in you to really speak that word and speak that, give that hug and give that encouragement that others need to hear. For you've had a heart for others. And at times you've even noticed some immaturity in some believers. And I believe that God says he's made you like an equalizer, one that would just come and encourage others and say, here's the way that it can be done in a better way to bring the Lord greater pleasure and honor. So the Lord says that mentoring anointing will rise to a new level this season, and not to shrink back from that, but truly open your hearts up to that, because again, some will come to you and say, I want to serve God and I want to do a better job. How can I do this? And they're going to come and draw from your well. The Lord is also going to, man of God, the Lord is also going to, I see him bringing you kind of a new satisfaction in this season of your life. It's as if though you've been hunting for the big one, but you've not quite found it yet. But it goes along with the fishing vision. And I hear the Lord saying, I'm going to send it your way. You just watch and see how this is the hour where God says he's sending it your way and you're going to get the big one and it's going to bring such satisfaction to you. The Lord is going to renew you, renew your strength. And even in your body, I sense in your body that God's going to restore in your body and bring once again like a rejuvenation. And you're going to once again, a new spring to your step, a new joy to your smile. God's just going to once again release you. And the Lord says, get ready to dance and get ready to celebrate. You are going to rejoice, for God's going to watch and see how I do a new thing in your lives, a new strength that I'm bringing on you, and a heaviness that has existed in the past. God says, I'm lifting that off of you, and no longer will it land on you, says the Lord. But you're going to move forward from glory to glory to glory to glory, and not to expect to go back to that place. But God says, I'm setting you on a path upward and onward into new things that I have for you, says the Lord.
Amen. Now, good word. Brother, hey, good to see you. You wanted to see the power of God unrolled on the earth like you would just roll out a carpet. You've wanted to see the power of God just roll out. You hadn't seen it that way yet. But God says, don't settle for what you've seen, that you're about to encounter this seismic shift, and that God is going to use you to see with signs and wonders. You're going to see the power of God just roll out, like somebody rolling out a carpet. You're going to see it. And that you're about to encounter a new stage in who God is, how He moves, and how He uses you. And I see that there is in you God's put a gift in you to, and it's a gift of faith, to just like a bulldog to clamp down on something, like a bulldog to clamp down on the Word of God, the Word of the promise of God, the Word of God for healing, for faith. That there's a thing in you just to clamp down on that thing and say, I'm not going to let go until I see it. And it's been there a long time. This is not a new thing. This thing's been there a long time. But God says, God's about to blow on this whole thing. And He says, come up here, son, because we're going to see my power released in the earth. And I don't know. I just feel like it's just going to be an explosion. I don't see particular direction or going anywhere. I just see I think you'd like to just explode in the anointing and power of God. And I see it. Sister, I had this really interesting vision over there leaning against the wall. I saw you with a pen. It was an old-fashioned pen like you dip in the inkwell. And you were writing on top of curses that had been written on paper. It was like the pen was full of the ink of the Holy Spirit. And when you wrote on it, on the curses, they disappeared. There's an administrative, I don't know, but somehow God is going to use you to break curses on people's lives, on communities, on families. I don't know what over, but I just see you speaking forth these things, or writing them, or administering them, or praying them. I don't know what it is, but as you write with this Holy Ghost ink, curses are going to be broken. And I believe God's put an eye in you to be drawn unerringly in a kind of a bold, confrontational way to come against wrong thinking and curses and ugly things and alcoholism and death and destruction and all this stuff. And there's something in you that's just going to, let's write life and let it break the curse. And God's going to use you there. And whatever you've been doing, God's going to break things and dissolve it. It's going to be like pouring acid on something. It's just going to disappear. And there's no way to calculate that. And it's not an equation. It's not like this equals that, or let's subtract one thing from another. It's just going to go, it's going to disappear. And so if you need to be in deliverance minute, I mean, you need to be casting demons out. And I don't even think you need to say the negative thing, get out. I think you just speak the life, and it's speak life, and things are going to dissolve and run away. And there's a scripture about the enemies of God were like smoke that blew away. Somebody can look that up later, or look it up, smoke in the Old Testament. I think it's maybe in the Psalms. Something about smoke. My enemies, the enemies of God were like smoke that blew. And the enemies of God are going to be like smoke. The curses and demons are going to be like smoke that just... it's gone. And whatever the people says, oh, that's going to take 20 years of ministry, or no, it's not an equation, God says. I'm not sure what that means, but it's not an equation and it's not a formula. It's the power of God. And God's given you words of life. Hallelujah. I want to run around the building. I won't, because that would embarrass all of us, but amen. I want to pray for you after Clem finishes. Good word.
That's biblical, by the way, what you were describing, Michael. Philippians 2:13, the handwriting of ordinances against us were blotted out. Yeah, blotted out. And that was ruminating in me because I saw that picture. That means, when we write something in with a pencil and you take your eraser and erase it, there's still an image of it there. But in that text in the Greek, the blotting out, they would take acid on the papyri and they would actually lift off, like just blot it out, like they would dab it and it would remove it like it was never there. That's the effectiveness of the blood of Christ, right? The effectiveness of what Christ did for us removes it like it wasn't even there. There is no impression left.
Psalm 37:20. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be as the fat of lambs. They shall consume into smoke. They consume away.
So the picture I was getting when he was doing that is, I got basically one overall word. I'm just going to maybe describe a few facets of it as we close over you. But it's the word seated. It's where you're seated. The fact that you're seated here tonight is a prophetic directive of God. The fact that this whole thing God's calling you into to help set people free and to do these things will only be effective as you see yourselves seated with Him. You are seated in heavenly places with God. That's where your power comes from. It doesn't come from you. It comes from where you're seated in authority. You're seated. You're washed. There's nothing written against you, and you're going to show people that there's nothing written against them. The handwriting of ordinances against them have been blotted out by this word. And that's those power words that Michael was talking about. The power comes out of our position of authority in Him, seated with Him in heavenly places. Isn't that cool? That is just as cool as you guys sitting here and letting a bunch of idiots come up here and just prophesy. Never seen you before. Making words up. We don't know what we're doing. We're just pleading with God. God, give us something. It's like, if anybody walked in and said, what are they doing? You say, we can't explain it. It's unexplainable. Really? This is unexplainable how God speaks and delivers. So one more thing about being seated. In the natural, I see you both sitting with key couples. Some are not even saved yet. You're going to be leading them into place of salvation. That's where those power words will come. I see you also, brother. The word I got was negotiator. I see you at the negotiator's table, sitting and negotiating. I don't know what you do, but in sort of like some kind of a business way, are you still working? Mm-hmm. Okay, in your work environment, there's some negotiations that you're going to be involved in. And it's going to look like the surface information is all going to be there and you're going to understand it, but you're going to say, God, what's behind this? We say, what's the thing behind the thing? And you're going to begin to probe the Holy Spirit for what's behind what you're really trying to negotiate. You're going to have insight as a negotiator. You're going to be seated at the negotiator's table and making some very crafty observations. And then you're going to bring some very astounding revelations into a negotiation where it'll all come out in a whole new way than what was expected. And you'll be in the winner's chair because you'll say, I'm seated with Him. Can't lose. I'm seated with Him. This whole thing about being seated is accurate. It's timely. And the two of you will just continue to be seated in the right places at the right time. Sister, there's not only a wisdom and a motherly anointing to be a mother in Zion, but there is also a way with lost women. Sister, you're going to become and turn into a flaming evangelist. Your flame, though, will not be singeing. It won't be overt. It'll be like a laser. It'll be like a blowtorch. Instead of a fireplace all aflame, God's going to just condense it down. And it's like, you're going to sit there and then all of a sudden it's like, you ever heard a blowtorch get ignited? It's like this just, and this blue flame just, and you're going to zero right in on the issue and just blow them away with your blowtorch. Amen. You'll torch them, okay, with the gospel and point it right into the issue. Because, you know, you've come through lots, both of you. And it's like you said, you know, at this point in our life, not going to play any more games. We've been there, done that. It's not effective. We're going to go cut right to the chase. It's urgent. That's the other word I get over to you two guys. There's a sense of urgency that God wants to put on you tonight. You look like you're just, you know, kind of in the prime of life and maybe thinking about some future retirement stuff and easing back, throttling back, and God's saying, mm-mm, no, 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 wrong seat. Not the seat of retirement, okay? It's a seat that is an urgency that God drops on you tonight for the lost. A seat of urgency to be in the right place at the right time, negotiating not only for things of this earth, but for the souls of men and women.
Yes.
Negotiating, okay? Not with the world. Amen? With the master. Say, Master, I'm your negotiator. Let's make a deal. How do I deal with their issue? How are we going to deal with this? How are we going to deal with that? And God is going to give you wisdom upon wisdom upon wisdom. Great favor. Favor to untangle some messes, even some corporate messes. Brother, there's some business things still coming your way. You're not ready to be unseated from the business seat. And there's going to be some entanglements that men have gotten into, and they're going to try to run from it, hide it, lie about it. You're going to come in, and you're going to sit. Not in the seat of the scornful. That's where the unwise sit, as Proverbs, Psalm 1 says. Not in the seat of the scornful, but you will bring them into a place of wisdom. You'll bring that place of wisdom. I just see such great servanthood on you guys. I don't know. Depth of servants for years in the kingdom. You've really served. There's so much you guys have done behind the scenes that never was noticed by others. Yet tonight, God just wants to say, God would like to take out his personal family album and show off the two of you of all the snapshots he took in secret when you were just serving with no recognition. God was there taking photographs. He's got a big, thick album with you two saying, this is my son, this is my daughter. Look at them serving when no one else cared. No one looked around. Did it in secret. You give in secret. I'm going to say the last thing. There's a huge heart of generosity over the two of you. Sister, you have given away more than you've taken in. You love, sometimes, brother, you come home and go, I wonder what she gave away today. Honey, where's that used to be over here? She goes, oh, I gave that away. Brother, she gives your clothes away. She just gives stuff away all the time. But you know what? God just keeps giving back. And you know what? It's just a generosity that's huge in both of you that God's going to continue to pour out. Let me just say this. You're not going to only not lack in the days ahead, but you're going to be ahead of the financial curve and the economic spirals of this region. But here's the thing. God says, step it up. 2013, you're going to give even more than you gave this year. Look at the end of the year, look at the number and say, okay, God, next year, more. And it's like this, it's almost like a game, but God just says, I dare you. I dare you. It's the only place he dares us, Malachi. You know, I challenge you. I dare you to try to outgive me. I love that. God's one dare in the Bible is outgive me. And we can't. He wins. He cheats. Amen. That's a cheat already set up because I will cheat. I will do anything to outgive you. So try. Amen. Amen. Come.
Giving is not just for them. I think it's for the whole church. That there's a spirit of generosity, that God's going to increase generosity.
So everybody grab hold of that word that was just for them. Say, yes, that's me too. God challenges you.
Yeah.
Break everything that the enemy would like to throw at you financially. And this, who knows what this crazy election is going to do? It doesn't matter. We don't serve a president, we serve a king, right? He's got all the money. So,
yeah. I wanted to add another smoke scripture. I've had this word one other time for a man I didn't know, and it turned out he was a sniper in the U.S. Army who was used in a great deliverance in a battle. As smoke is driven away, so you shall drive them away. As wax melts before fire, so the wicked shall perish before God. Amen. Father, I thank you for this couple. Yes. Lord, I just think it's cool to see people who are older. But Lord, it's like you're just throwing them into the middle of the raging fire of your will and your spirit. We're so grateful. So encouraging. Lord, I pray that you would envelop them with your fire. That you would just envelop them. And that, Lord, wherever they go, there'd be little footprints of fire right there. That they would take you with them. And it would not be a calm, gentle God, but it would be the bull of Israel, the massive God who moves mountains, who spoke worlds into being. That there were, and brother, that, and Lord, that you'd put in my brother this word of faith and of power, Lord, that there would be just an unfolding of signs and wonders and miracles, like that carpet being just thrown out on the earth. Lord, do your signs and wonders, and may your enemies vanish like smoke is driven away. In the name of Jesus. Amen.